Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we discuss building preservation in Hong Kong as we visit a classic piece of civic architecture that is due for demolition. Monocle's Nina Malow has the story.
Hong Kong's General Post Office, a wide and boxy five-story building located close to the harbourfront in Hong Kong's Central District, is set to be demolished to give way to a new commercial redevelopment. Many would argue that the GPO, as it's commonly called, isn't a particularly exciting building. It's simple, bland, functional. Yet it carries historical significance little people know about. Charles Lai is a Hong Kong architect and architectural historian. He tells us more about the building and its history.
The General Post Office is a building that was built in 1976, and it was done by the Public Works Department at the time, by the government architects, basically. And then from what we can see from the outside, we can understand the building as kind of typical modern architecture. So the outlook, it's kind of simple, it's a very minimal design. But then what's really interesting is that when we look at the inside of the building, we can see that the building is actually very intricate. It's designed quite sensitively and designed according to the requirements in terms of functionalities. So it's just like a lot of other modernist buildings. It doesn't have a very extravagant outlook, but then when you look at the inside, you will then realize that it is actually a very well designed, very well thought out building.
Built in the mid-1970s, the GPO represents an era when public services and institutions were quickly expanding and put at the top of the government's priority list in Hong Kong. Mandatory schooling, public housing estates, and well-functioning public healthcare system were introduced. The brand new post office was another addition to that public services upgrade.
When we really take the time to look into the historical materials and to look at the design of the building, we find out that it's really not what it looks like from the outside. It's not just another government public building, but it is designed very sensitively in response to the functionality and technology at the time. So it actually reflects not only the architectural trend, but it also shows how the building is responding to the culture and the technology and all these sort of more cultural things as well.
The sale of the site is expected to reach 40 to 60 billion Hong Kong dollar in what might be the most expensive bid in the city's history, given its prime location on the last developable patch of Central's harbourfront. Many architects and heritage advocates have called the government to preserve and repurpose the building instead of demolishing it, but have been ignored by the government.
Conservation is definitely the right way to go, but saying that we should conserve the building doesn't really mean that we have to keep the building as it is and sort of nothing can be done to the building and to the spaces inside. I think a more constructive and reasonable thing to do is actually to reuse the spaces of the building and to transform the building in a sensitive way.
Hong Kong has already lost many of its modern landmarks, including the Central Ferry Pier, which used to sit right next to the GPO. But the pier's demolition in 2006 sparked discontent among the public and prompted the government to save several other modern heritage structures, including the PMQ and central government offices.
I think the government is slowly realizing that to conserve buildings is actually the mainstream opinion, not only in Hong Kong, but the mainstream practice in cities around the world as well. So they are starting to get more open in terms of this.
The GPO might be a lost battle for Hong Kong's heritage conservation advocates like Charles Lai, but at least their call is bringing awareness to the matter. Elsewhere in Hong Kong, other conservation projects are proof that the value of historical buildings is gaining recognition. In North Point, a 70-year-old theater is being reconverted into a cultural complex. And in the heart of the business district, Hong Kong's very first wet market is being revitalized into a heritage center. Two major projects which show that change is underway.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Nina Malow for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.